This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, it is time here at the start of hour number
mock
two
it up.
To mock it up once again. We only got a few
8 days away.
We only got three mocks left here before we get to the real thing.
Okay.
We're using the Pro Football Focus mock drafter today, and the first 19 picks are in. Our available guys are Cooper DeJean.
Nice.
Leitu. Jerzon Newton, Amarius Mims, Adonai Mitchell, Nate Wiggins, Brian Thomas, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers-Johnson, Troy Franklin, Peyton Wilson, Tyler Newbin, Ladd McConkey, Zach Frazier. So that's what's available. We have seven.
Wow.
Count them, seven trade offers.
So the tackles got
picked
the
over.
The top ones got hit hard, yeah. Which I think is very realistic.
The trade offers, however.
Side note for you. How high would you trade up for Fuaga or Fatanu or the last one remaining of the elite tier? I hate trading up in this draft.
I hate trading up, too, because I don't want to give up
anything.
Anything.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But it'd be a Broderick Jones-like trade up.
Well, the Broderick Jones deal was for a fourth-round draft pick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I don't want to give up anything premium in this draft to.
I don't want to give up anything on day two.
Yeah.
But boy, it'd be nice to have one of those guys, but, man, it leaves you short.
And in this one, you would have had to have traded up to 15 to get one. Well, no.
Is that the last one?
So they all went. Well, geez, they all went.
And I think this is possible.
Fuaga went at 13, Latham at 14, Fashanu at 15, and Fatanu at 16. You're not going to be able to trade up
that.
It's
rough. It's not worth it to.
Yeah.
No. And you're not going to do it with Cincy at 18.
Right.
That's sticky.
Graham Barton went at 17.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So Thomas, Mims, and DeJean are my favorites that are available.
Yeah. Detroit is the highest drafting team that is on the phone here.
Wouldn't be bad.
The only other first-round team with a first-round pick is Kansas City. Those are the
two
teams.
Do you want to talk the Lions?
Okay, so Detroit has 29, 61, 73, which they got from Minnesota.
Mm.
But then they don't pick again until 164. So they got three premium picks there that I would be interested
in.
Yeah,
say if we could get.
And that's a pretty big move up.
I would think we get at least one of those.
Maybe two.
Right.
So 29 for 20. I want 61. There's a 71% chance that could happen. All right. If we add 73 and they're not going to take it.
Yeah, I would think not. But what if we
give them 119? That doesn't do it. If we give them 98, that has a 27% chance of being accepted. I'm going to offer it and just see if they take it.
Yeah, it'd be worth it.
They did not.
I get it.
All right. Would we be interested in swapping 84? That has a 56% chance.
I'm confused again. What's the deal?
So right now it would be 29, 61, 73 for 20 and 84. But I want something.
Can we get a future fourth or something?
Yeah, if I'm going to do that, I want something. They got two fourth-round picks next year.
Okay.
So I'll ask them for their fourth round pick. We'll give them a 5. That is a 50% chance of being accepted. And it was.
Okay. So we probably are not going to get DeJean. I think there's a chance. I don't think we'll get Thomas. There's a chance Mims falls. Powers Johnson could be in the mix.
So they came up to get DeJean.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Leitu went, Nate Wiggins to Philadelphia, Amarius Mims to Minnesota at 23.
Okay.
Brian Thomas.
Not really a fit, but okay.
Brian Thomas went at 24, Tyler Guyton at 25, Darius Robinson at 26. He would have been somebody.
That would have been the neighborhood, yeah.
Kool-Aid McKinstry at 27, Jordan Morgan at 28. So still on the board.
Most of those names don't break my heart. A couple of them do, but.
Jerzon Newton, Adonai Mitchell, Jackson Powers-Johnson. Troy Franklin, Peyton Wilson, Tyler Newbin, Ladd McConkey, Mike Sainistrel, Zach Frazier, Keon Coleman.
I would vote for Adonai Mitchell.
We do have two more trade offers, but the highest one is at 43.
Mm.
So if we go Adonai Mitchell here,
yeah, It's a different kind of build for us, but we got extra picks.
Are we making a move up, or are we sticking?
Who do you want to move up for Frazier or a tackle?
I wouldn't mind trying to maybe get up for either Sua Mataia or Frazier.
Guyton's still out there too, right?
No, Guyton went.
Oh, he went. Okay.
Guyton went. Jordan Morgan went. So if we move up, Sua Mataia is going to go quickly here,
I would think.
Or we just try to stick and try to get a Blake Fisher.
I don't know. Maybe pause it in 10 picks and let's reconsider.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to.
Taking Mitchell?
We'll take Mitchell. That's who you want to pick there.
Yeah, I like that.
Can't believe the Buffalo Bills passed on him, but what do I know?
What'd they do?
They took Jordan Morgan.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right. We're going to draft him and. Whoop. Well, I didn't hit pause quickly.
Oh, well. I know it's hard on me. It's kind of goofy.
All right. So. Where did Jackson Powers Johnson win at 31? We passed on him.
Mm-hmm. Didn't think he'd last.
Xavier Leggett went at 35. Max Melton at 37. Rakestraw went at 39. Zach Frazier went at 41.
Ouch.
Yeah, nice. We probably wouldn't have gotten up that high.
Yeah, probably not.
Sanistro went at 43. Sua Mataia went at 45.
Maybe we would have made that
move. We might have made that move
maybe
up.
Maybe a fourth-round pick moves us up there.
Lasser went 46. Rosengarten, 47. Newbin, Franklin, Jonathan Brooks were on the clock.
Okay.
Peyton Wilson, Bo Nix, Roman Wilson. We're out of the receiver.
Yes, I think we're done with receiver unless it's McCaffrey in the fifth or something.
Jatavion Sanders, Braden Fisk, Ricky Pearsall, Javon Bullard, Chris Jenkins, TJ Tampa, Blake Corum, Jaden Hicks, Jonah Ellis, Emma Badije, Braswell.
When's our next pick?
We're up again at 61. Malachi Corley, Andrew Phillips, Ruka Rohoro.
A couple names. Phillips, Rohoro, Chris Jenkins, and the Yale tackle.
Yale tackle scares me.
Oh, he scares me too. But back to our right tackle, left tackle conversation, what would you do then?
Like, just watching any tape of him, it's like, okay, he's blocking an accountant.
Oh, I know.
Or he's blocking a future senator.
I know. He hasn't done anything since.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get somebody to mold there, even if it's Dan Moore's replacement after the year. I like both those D linemen. I like Phillips. But we pick pretty soon. Did you say Sainstrel's still there?
No, I thought he went. Yeah, he went.
Okay. Any names jumping out at you? I mean, if I knew Pearsall was there, I probably would not have taken Mitchell in the first round. But it doesn't work that way.
We have six trade offers.
I'm up for it.
The Browns are on the phone. We're not trading with the Browns. Then the Ravens. No, we're not. We're staying here.
All right.
I know you don't like Fisk.
I like the other two D linemen better. Or how about this?
He's such an athlete, though.
There's three of them, and we pick in like 11 picks. D line could be our next pick.
Could be. Do we go cornerback then?
I'd say maybe Drew Phillips here.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Especially with Melton gone.
Yeah, and TJ Tampa is there, and Andrew Phillips, Kyrie Jackson. Yeah, I mean, that's. I wouldn't hate that.
I mean, O line's getting neglected, but we're going to have to find the Bortolinis and Texas tackles and those guys and piece it together late. But let's take Phillips and hope a D lineman falls.
Okay.
There's three of them there and 11 picks.
Okay. Jenkins just went.
Okay.
Looks like Rohoro is still there.
Okay. How about Fisk?
Fisk went 55.
All right. Well, let's take Rook.
Okay, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, he'd be a nice guy to bring to camp.
All right, so there's two defensive picks, and that kind of makes some sense.
Yeah, yeah.
We're back here now.
Now we really got to concentrate.
Now
we got to
go offensive line. So I'm going to look at who's available at tackle and who is available in the interior.
But the McCormicks of the world and those guys are still probably around.
So Brandon Coleman is there.
Do we want to try him at right tackle?
We could.
I mean, like in the Beast, he's on a tackle list.
Cooper Beebe, Mason McCormick, Cedric Van Pran, Dominic Pooney, Christian Mahogany, Hunter Norzad, Matt Gonclaves.
I think we take the TCU kid.
Take Coleman, yeah.
So we're gonna teach you right tackle. If you fail, maybe you'll be Daniels' replacement, or Daniels is our center and you're our right guard.
Okay, the pick is in. It is Coleman. Okay, now we're
up at 90. It's a different kind of build for us.
Yeah, now we're up at 95.
Would you consider a Norzad here?
So available are Mason McCormick, Van Pram, Mahogany, Norzad, Bordellini.
You know I like McCormick.
Yeah.
I could. Norzad would be my next favorite of the centers. Is there a best available that's just blowing our doors off?
Best available is Renardo Green and then McCormick.
I think McCormick.
It's screaming, screaming McCormick.
We may have just drafted back-to-back guards, though.
We might have.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
But we have more pieces of the puzzle to try to build this thing.
All right. We're up here at 119. So at this point, we've got
a wide receiver. Linemen, we'll just call them.
A wide receiver, two offensive linemen, a defensive lineman, and a corner.
That's nice. Now I kind of feel like we could do whatever.
Okay.
Not truly best available, yeah. But
our wide receiver is outside.
Yeah.
He's outside the numbers.
The McConkeys of the world would be interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not McConkeys, the McCaffreys of the world, right.
The top available players, Brennan Jackson from Washington State, Jacob Cowing. Matt Gonclaves.
You want to throw another tackle in the mix?
Three offensive linemen.
Right, yeah.
Braylon Allen. Tavondre Sweat.
Wow, he's a lot different than Rook, but we don't have room for two of those.
Yeah. Audric Estime. Sione Vaca. Trevor Keegan. Tommy Eichenberg. Tanner Bordellini. Taj Washington.
Taj Washington.
Yeah. Makai Wingo. Cole Bishop.
Cole Bishop.
Jordan
McGee.
I always
feel like we're taking advantage of Pro Football Focus when we take him because they just have him too low.
Yeah. Jordan McGee, Jarvis Brownlee.
Hmm. Another corner wouldn't be awful.
Muhammad Kamara is there. Mason Smith is there. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Some names.
I feel like you're cheating there to take Mason Smith.
I know.
Smith
I feel
as
like
well.
Smith's a cheat, too. But when we did take Rook, I think we don't take him. Hmm. Slot corner or slot receiver?
Let me call up the receivers here. Or, I mean, it's... So, Cowing, Washington, Isaiah Williams, Luke McCaffrey.
I like Taj and Luke.
Taj's a tough little bugger.
Yeah, he feisty blocks. As could be. I prefer, like, a Malik Washington, but
yeah,
so
well,
does everybody. That's why he's gone. That's not a bad pick for there, though.
No. Looking at, let's just take
a second corner is not insane.
I look at the edges here that are available.
Yeah, Kamara was on the list.
Brennan Jackson, Muhammad Kamara, Gabriel Murphy.
Kamara's got jumps out to me a lot.
Kamara jumps out like that's a good value pick. Mm-hmm. We need a number four guy. He'll play a ton of special teams.
I think you'd use him just like you did rookie Herbig.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is
which Herbig steps now. Herbig steps into that number three role.
Right, right. And then a year from now, they you know whatever. Who cares? Yeah. I like it. And one of those receivers might still be around.
Well, we don't pick again until 178. So.
Okay, I couldn't remember after the trade.
Maybe
how
not.
How big the gap was.
Okay, so we're at 177 here. Best available: Jordan Travis, Bo Limmer.
Huh.
Still available: Cody Schrader, Kalen King, Javon Foster. Nehemiah Pritchett, Kamani Vidal, Travion Robinson.
Would you consider King from Penn State this late?
Maybe.
We've never done it.
Yeah,
but,
maybe.
You know.
Josh Newton from TCU is still there, too.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
Tyron Hopper, Johnny Dixon, Bo Brady, Javion Cohen, Logan Lee is there.
The Missouri tackle was there, right?
Yeah.
Foster. He might also be. We have three guards. But
one of you guys is going to play tackle.
Yeah. One of you is going to play center. Or would you take Limmer and just say, have two rookie centers battle it out?
Yeah. I don't know that I love that either.
I mean, all of a sudden, you are cutting good offensive linemen then.
Yeah. That's the tough part. Unless you're going to trade one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Tavian Robinson, we haven't really taken. He's more of a slot type guy.
We have his teammate.
Just looking here.
We didn't take a second receiver.
We didn't take a second receiver.
Who would be that guy?
That's why I'm looking at Tavian Robinson.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these other guys are all bigger dudes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a bigger guy. It's not. There's not. You'd think
we kind of have all the needs filled. I mean, would you talk about a linebacker or a safety?
We took an edge at the linebacker position. At safety, you're looking at Bo Brady, Trey Taylor, Dominique Hampton, James Williams, Tyler Owens, Jalen Simpson.
They're not bad, yeah.
John Anthony. And Simpson's kind of...
Yeah, Simpson's kind of the one that name popped up to me. Slot capable as well.
Off-ball linebacker, you're looking at Darius Masah, Tyron Hopper, Michael Barrett, Curtis Jacobs, Nathaniel Watson, Jalen Ford, Idafu Olofosho.
Huh. I mean, he's an interesting backstory. You talking about the Oregon kid?
Yeah.
Good tester.
Washington kid.
Washington kid, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. He's very old, powerful, explosive, minimum special teamer.
Well, you're in the sixth round.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're going to get. Would you take him over Jalen Simpson, the safety from Auburn?
I'd probably take Jalen Simpson.
Me too.
Yeah.
My favorite players are still offensive linemen.
I know, but we've already taken...
I've been taking threes.
Threes.
Hard.
Yeah. Not going to have room for them all.
Yeah.
Okay. We took Simpson. I'll bet we can still get the linebacker.
Probably.
Yeah, he's still there. Jalen Ford's still there.
Let's do it.
All right.
He's an interesting guy.
Can't pronounce his name.
No. But...
That's not anything new.
So you can't draft that way or you'll get nobody.
Yeah. All right.
This is a weird build for us.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got...
We did get a future pick,
we
right?
We traded back. We got a fourth-round pick from the Lions for our fifth-round pick. Then we got Adonai Mitchell at 29. Andre Phillips at 51. Ruka Rohoro at 61. Took Brandon Coleman at 73. We took Mason McCormick at 98.
We're hoping they're not both guards.
Muhammad Kamara at 119. Jalen Simpson at 178. And Edefuan Olofosho. I can't.
So did we make nine picks?
What did we make? One, two, three, more than four, we usually five, do. Six, seven. We made eight.
Eight, okay.
Yeah, so one more than we usually did.
Yeah, yeah. And we picked up a little something for next year, which wasn't awesome, but it was, you know, maybe it's a 20-pick move up.
Probably more than that when, by the time you factor in the compensatories.
Comp picks and that kind of stuff. Good, not great.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, I mean, the trade down didn't work out
I don't like trading down that far.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We traded away
from DeGene.
Yeah, we traded away from guys we would have taken.
So just think about it. Like, from my memory, if we would have stayed put, I bet we would have settled on DeGene.
Yeah.
And then we would not have taken Phillips. We would have taken Pearsall.
Yeah.
So would you rather have DeGene and Pearsall?
Yes.
Me too. Right, yeah. Right. And I like Mitchell a lot, but there's some inconsistencies. I trust DeGene a lot more than I trust Mitchell. And I'm a huge Pearsall fan.
Yeah.
Where Phillips is fine, but I'd be doing cartwheels for Phillips in the third. In the second, it's like I'm paying market price.
Right.
Paying sticker price for him. You know, it's like, that's good, but okay.
Yeah, not great.
No, right.
Yeah,
I like after the first two rounds. A fair amount, but our O-line's far from fixed.
Sketchy.
Yeah, it's far from fixed. Yeah. There's work to be done.
We're throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Mm-hmm. And some versatile athletic guys. I mean, those two guys we drafted both are, maybe they're not versatile.
Yeah.
But we're hoping they're versatile.
We're hoping they are, yeah.
But they're athletic.
Either that or we're going to run, you know, a tackle and four guards out there on game day.
Or we're going to run the exact same line back as we did last year and call Mason Cole, you know, and that didn't fix anything.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but I don't love it.
That was our latest draft. We'll settle in on our final mock draft.
Okay.
Next Wednesday, a week from today.
I like it.
There we go. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this. Here we go, Steelers! Here we go!
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back, Steeler fans. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, Dame Brugler.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this.
He's come out with his, I think this might be his final one.
I think it has to be. Yeah. I'm almost positive.
A 7-round mock draft.
Seven-rounder,
where he makes every pick. And I assume that once he puts this out, then he starts working on next year's draft.
I think this is like his last big project before the draft, and he does a lot of like stuff live for draft day. But I bet he's starting to prepare for 2025 Beast. Background, that kind of stuff.
So no real surprises, top three. Williams, Daniels, May. He has the
Vikings. I don't know if you and I have talked about this, but Daniels' betting numbers in Vegas to go number two, like you can't make any money on it anymore. Like it's getting pretty close to being that's the pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he has May.
He has the Vikings trading up for McCarthy.
Okay. The top four.
Then he has the Cardinals trading up to get Marvin Harrison.
Boy, that'd be nice.
They trade
move
down
back
and come
move
back up.
And yeah. Get a little something, a little sweetener and end up with Marvin. Now you're talking.
Giants take Neighbors.
Not so bad.
Titans take Alt. Falcons take Dallas Turner. No surprises.
Yeah,
the Bears take
pretty
Adunzie.
Okay.
The Jets take Brock Bowers.
Okay.
The Chargers, moving down to 11, take J.C. Latham.
Okay. Makes sense.
The Broncos take Talisi Fuaga.
Ouch.
The Raiders take Terrion Arnold.
Makes sense.
Fashanu goes to the Saints. Quinion Mitchell to the Colts. Fatanu to the Seahawks. The Bills trade up.
Wow. For Thomas, I
They assume. Give up 28, 133, 144, and a 2025 second-round draft pick to the Jaguars for 17.
To take Thomas.
To come get Brian Thomas.
Might be worth it for the Jags and the Bills, to be honest with you. It's a lot. But
yeah.
He's a lot different than what they had. And I mean, okay. I can see both sides of that.
The Bengals then take Byron Murphy.
Good.
The Rams take Jared Verse.
Makes sense.
And the Steelers take Graham Barton.
He seems to be getting a little chalkier in expert mocks at 20, particularly when those other tackles are gone.
Yeah.
They all go?
Yes.
Not Mims and Guyton, but the other
Mims
ones.
And Guyton haven't gone, but
Fashanu, yeah, Fatanu, Fuaga, Latham, and Alt. Yes. Okay. I'm fine with it. DeJean would be more my speed, even Mims. Thomas just went.
But I would get either Barton or DeJean for, and I'll go back to that quote from Omar Khan. They like position flexible guys.
Yeah,
both of those guys are position flexible guys.
No question about it. You'd start him out at center.
Yeah.
And hope he never, ever leaves that position.
Right.
You know?
But if something
so
happened,
bad, right?
you could move him somewhere else if you had to.
I think he's a really good prospect.
Yeah. The Dolphins take Leitu. The Eagles take Amarius Mims.
I think they'd love that.
The Cardinals, with the pick they got at 23, take Cooper DeJean.
Sure. What's wrong with that?
Tyler Guyton at 24 to the Cowboys. Jackson Powers Johnson at 25 to the Packers. Haven't seen that one much.
No. Usually that ends up being Barton, but yeah. He's on a rut.
Nate Wiggins at 26 to Tampa.
Yeah, they got hit a little bit at the corner.
The Cardinals take Chop Robinson.
They end up with
three first-round draft picks.
Nice.
Yeah.
That end up working out well for them.
Jacksonville
and
takes Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, moving back.
Yeah,
it's
not bad
McKinstry.
For them. He would start right away, and they need a second corner.
The Raiders trade up, give up picks 44 and 77 for 29 to take Michael Penix.
I think one of those type of deals is going to happen.
Yeah.
I always think about it at the top of the second, but I could see it getting into the first for the fifth year.
The Ravens then take Jordan Morgan.
I've seen that a lot, and it makes sense. He'd be a guard for them.
Jerzon Newton to San Francisco.
Wow. Put him next to Hargrave? Okay.
And then the Chiefs take Adonai Mitchell.
Wow. It's pretty late for Mitchell. Okay.
Yeah.
This Rashee Rice stuff, he's going to get suspended.
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of how many games.
Yeah.
He's lucky he didn't kill somebody.
Well, all that, of course. Yeah. But it's going to be a little harder for the Chiefs to take a tackle at 32 now with that incident.
At the top of round two, Ladd McConkey to the Panthers, Kingsley Suamataya to the Patriots. The Chargers take Chris Jenkins.
But their D tackles are brutal.
You take a Michigan.
Yeah, and the Michigan connection. Good call.
Patrick Paul to the Commanders. Keon Coleman to the Chargers. Those are your first five picks of round two.
Okay.
Looking
so the
down
Chargers to, end up with Latham, Jenkins, Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Zach Frazier goes at 44 to the Lions after they move back.
I don't think he's going to get to 51.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Pearsall goes to the Colts at 46.
Hmm. Be a nice fit for them.
Yeah. Troy Franklin to the Jaguars at 48. Junior Colson, who was in today for the Steelers for a visit, goes to the Eagles at 50. And the Steelers at 51 take Roman Wilson.
Good player. I think he's a slot only. Was Leggett there?
I believe he was.
I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah,
name.
Leggett was there.
I would take Leggett over Wilson.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else is in that neighborhood. A lot of the other ones fell. But was he in for a visit? I don't think he was. Oh, he was.
Leggett was
Wilson.
In.
No, Wilson.
Wilson, yes. Yeah.
They're always tuned into the Michigan guys anyways.
Yeah. They also went to the pro day.
Yeah.
Michigan. Bo Nix goes to the Rams at 52.
Hmm. Be a good spot for him to learn.
The Browns take Mason Smith.
I think that could be a running back.
At 54. Let's see here. Peyton Wilson goes to the Cowboys at 56. Ruka Rohoro at 59 to the Texans. The Bills take Cole Bishop at 60. Braden Fisk to the Lions at 61. And the Ravens take Xavier Leggett at 62.
I would prefer Leggett to Wilson, yeah. But I hear it.
How about this little stack? Andrew Phillips at 40 or at 63 goes to the 49ers. Max Melton goes at 64 to the Chiefs.
Mm. Yeah, that would sting a little. It'd be nice to get one of those two, but I don't think you're going to get him the third.
No, I don't think so. Moving on to round three, the Panthers take Jonathan Brooks at the top of round three, first pick.
First back.
Malachi Corley goes at 68 to the Patriots.
Would you take Corley over Wilson?
I prefer Wilson.
That's a tough one for me, yeah.
He's a more established route runner than Corley.
I think he helps you more today.
Yeah. Let's see here. Dominic Pooney goes to the Cardinals, the offensive tackle from Kansas. Guard tackle, I should say.
Yeah.
Jalen Polk to the Lions at 73. Kamari Lassiter all the way down at 74 to the Falcons.
Ran a 4.64.
Yeah. Spencer Rattler goes to the Broncos at 76.
That'd be a good landing spot for him. I like Rattler.
Roger Rosengarten goes at 78 to the Commanders.
Okay.
Devontae Walker, 79 to the Falcons.
Kind of a one-trick pony, though.
Jermaine Burton goes to the Rams at 83.
Still some receivers here in the mid-late third.
At 84, the Steelers take Blake Fisher.
Okay. Solid for that level.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
The next pick is Ahmed Bazije.
So different.
Goes to the Browns.
That's perfect for them because, yeah. You know, Wills is their starter and, you know, maybe not for long.
Jalen Wright goes to the Cowboys at 87. Marshawn Lloyd to the Cardinals at 90.
Fumbler, but talented.
Yeah. Trayvon Wallace goes to the Buccaneers at 92. Christian Mahogany to the Chiefs at 95. And
sure
98, the Steelers take Braylon Trice, edge rusher out of Washington.
I love that. Yeah. Not that I have a problem with the player. I mean, he's a low upside, good football player, tough. He would fit here. I'd rather that be a corner or a center.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, have they taken? They haven't taken a corner yet. And the next guy.
They took a center, though. My apologies.
The next guy available goes to the Rams. Chris Abrams-Drain goes to the Rams at 99.
I prefer him. Yeah. I like Abrams-Drain.
Brendan Rice goes at 100 to the Commanders. Kicking off round four, Ben Sinnott to the Panthers. Cedric Gray goes to the Seahawks. Jalix Hunt goes at 103 to the Patriots. If you're going to take a edge rusher,
you're going to take a project.
Yeah, take a guy like that.
Yeah.
Cedric Van Pran Granger goes at 104 to the Cardinals.
See, I think that's his neighborhood. I don't think he's a day two guy.
Nehemiah Pritchett to the Chargers at 105. Cam Hart at 106 to the Titans. Let's see here. Hunter Norzad goes at 110 to the Chargers.
I'll take that all day long.
Malik Washington goes to the Jets at 111.
That's another one I like.
Kyrie Jackson to the Ravens at 113.
They could use an outside corner. They need a lot.
They need a lot. Tavondre Sweat to the Bengals at 115.
That makes sense to me. I mean, you just moved on from a nose, get him at a discount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gabriel Murphy goes to the Jaguars at 116. Tanner Bordellini to the Colts at 117. And the Steelers take at 119 Jarvis Brownlee.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's good,
that's
good
that's
value.
That's a good pick for there.
Yeah, good value.
Wasn't a corner yet, right?
No, that was their first corner.
Yeah, which concerns me, but I'll gladly take him that price.
Yeah. At 120, the Eagles take Jalen McMillan.
That's a pretty good bargain at that price.
Yeah.
I mean, people have mocked him like the second round of the Steelers. Like, yeah, but that's
pretty high. Yeah,
but I'll take him this late.
At 121, Cade Stover to the Broncos, tight end at Ohio State. At 122, Javon Foster goes to the Bears.
He could be a Steeler in this neighborhood, yeah.
Brandon Coleman goes at 123 to the Texans.
Hmm, okay.
Let's see here.
But at this point, the Steelers have a center in Fisher.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
At 128, the Bills take Javon Baker.
I'll take him that late.
Yeah. At 129, the Vikings take Mason McCormick.
Okay. Probably be a guard for them.
Yeah. At 130, the Ravens take Muhammad Kamara.
Yeah. I can see why they'd like him.
The 49ers take Zach Zier at 132.
They could wait on him for a year.
Yeah. Let's see here. Gabe Hall goes at 134 to the Jets. And the final pick of round four is Luke McCaffrey to the 49ers.
He'd probably play. I mean, he'd play his brother. That's cute. You know, right? Yeah.
Round five. No Steeler pick here in round five. Tommy Eichenberg goes to the Cardinals. Jeremiah Trotter at 140 to the Chargers.
Yeah, we said that a couple segments ago. Yeah. I don't think he's a day two dude.
Tyke Smith all the way down at 143 to the Falcons.
Ooh, I'd be in at that price.
Renardo Green at 144 to the Jaguars.
Be in at that price too, yeah.
Johnny Wilson at 145 to the Broncos.
I'm warming up to him heavy. I think he's like a round three guy.
Jacob Cowing goes at 146 to the Titans.
Not bad.
You just mentioned the Broncos and Titans maybe wanting to trade receivers. They get receivers here, maybe they
yeah,
do.
Maybe Sutton or Burks or somebody like that be in the move. Okay.
The Raiders take Jamari Thrash out of Louisville at 148. That's another team. That
yeah,
could,
he's fine. Yeah.
yeah. Anthony Gold goes to the Bengals.
He's an interesting player, too.
At 149. Let's see here. Tyrone Tracy goes to the Colts, the pass-catching back.
Hmm.
Your guy, Olaf Ashayo, I can't pronounce that name, the linebacker from Washington, goes to the Commanders at 152. Leonard Taylor, the defensive tackle from Miami, goes at 154 to the Rams.
Now they could use him.
Let's see here. Taj Washington to the Browns at 156. I think that's the second receiver they've taken in this draft.
Is it?
Yeah. Let's see here. Quantes Stiggers.
Yeah,
he's the guy that's played.
He's a CFL guy, right?
Yeah, CFL guy and played in the Arena League. He goes to the Vikings at 157.
This is a fifth round?
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard a couple people say he's fifth round type.
Yeah. Bo Limmer at 160 to the Bills.
Centers are going to fall a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially these pure centers. I mean, you got to be center needy.
Miles Harden, the cornerback out of South Dakota, goes at 162 to the Cardinals.
I did a little homework on him since, you know, I think it was Charles Davis did an article we talked about on Monday. He's interesting in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's got size, and you know he's like a 4 or 5 flat guy, and that's why he's not in the top or third round.
Fast enough.
Yeah, he plays hard.
Matt Gonclaves goes to the Ravens at 165.
I'll take that.
Josh Newton from TCU goes to the Giants at 166.
Seems to always be a pretty good value for where he's fallen. You know, like any of these.
And he's not a bad player.
He's not a bad player. He's
solid. Dylan Lobb, the running back out of New Hampshire, goes to the Saints. Hello, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, he would be the Kamara replacement on third downs. You know, they got Jamal Williams. They got Miller.
Elijah Jones, the cornerback out of Boston College at 169.
I'll take him in that neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
You can get pretty good deals on these slot corners.
MJ Devonshire, there's another one.
Yeah.
Pitt goes at 171.
There's always one more than you think.
Yeah.
You know, like, rarely is it like, boy, if we don't get this slot corner, we're stuck.
And the final pick of round five is Jordan McGee, the linebacker out of Temple.
Hmm.
Okay, moving on to round six. Steelers do have a couple picks in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Aeneas Smith, the wide receiver from Texas A&M, goes to the Vikings at 177.
I think he'd be a third rounder if he were clean.
Yeah.
He's a really good player.
At 178, the Steelers take Ketan Oladipo, the safety out of Oregon State.
Yeah, okay. He'd be in the mix. Special teamer, of course. Yeah. You know, right.
Keith Randolph goes from Illinois next to the Seahawks. And then the Patriots take Jaden Cromedy, the defensive tackle from Mississippi State.
He's been in for visits,
He's
right?
been in yeah. for a visit, yeah.
Okay. I need to do more work on him.
See,
more of, he's a nose, right?
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm not going to run through all these.
Yeah, so we don't need to go through the whole six or
Jerrion
seven
Jones at 190.
Wow, it's a bargain. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, you can get those guys.
At 195, the Steelers take McKinley Jackson.
It wouldn't be bad that
defensive
late.
Defensive tackle out of Texas A&M.
Usually when he's like best guy on the board, I'm like, eh. Like
yeah.
At that price, okay.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Be in the mix.
Let's see here. Anybody else that sticks out to me? That's the last of the Steelers picks. Sione Vecchi goes to the Lions at 205. He's a knee bay. He's an ankle biter.
He is. Tough guy, yeah.
JT Bertrand goes to the Browns at 206. Kalen King goes at 209 to the Rams.
I mean, I'll take him in the sixth or seventh round, see what you get.
Yeah. Let's see. That's it for round six. The Steelers obviously don't have a round seven pick, but interesting.
No, right, right.
Would you take that haul?
No. I'm trying to think who exactly it was.
It was Graham Barton. Then it was
Roman
Wilson, Fisher.
There was a corner, Brownlee.
Brownlee in round at 119.
McKinley Jackson was a D-line.
The linebacker was the one that we disagreed with.
And we're missing an early pick, though.
The linebacker.
I think if you keep scrolling down, it tells every team exactly what their hauls is. If you go to the way bottom,
mess it up.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's a nice little feature.
It was a linebacker from Washington.
Yeah. I was thinking there was a day two guy that we didn't mention just now.
So it was Barton, Wilson, Fisher, Trice, Brownlee.
Trice is the name I couldn't come up with. I don't like the Trice pick enough.
A lot of Poe and McKinley Jackson.
I would definitely go Fish on that. There's none of them I loved, to be honest with you. Fisher's my favorite, but for where you got him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll roll the dice that there's Barton or better at 20. I'll roll the dice that there's Wilson or better at 51.
Well, we would have taken Leggett at 51.
We would have taken Leggett. Yeah.
So if that was Barton, Leggett, Fisher, I didn't love Trice there.
DeJean was available, right?
DeJean was available, yeah, when they picked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would not take that draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trice, I like some of the value late.
I do, too. But I don't love the Trice pick. I mean, I don't think he plays enough for me for that early of a pick.
Yeah. That's the problem. He's blocked by two starters.
Yeah.
And a third guy who's
might be better than him.
Might be better than him.
Probably
yeah.
is. You know, I mean, he's worth that pick to most teams. But.
Right. To take him at 98 when he's not, he's your number four.
Mm-hmm. And he's fine. You might get four good years out of him contractually. But
yeah.
When's he ever going to be a contributor?
Right.
Yeah. No.
That's the problem.
Yeah. I would not take that draft.
Yeah. That was Dane Brugler. I'm tongue-tied today for some reason. It's a problem on the radio. Dane Brugler's from The Athletic. That was his seven-round mock draft. That's what the Steelers came out of that with. Obviously, Dane comes out with the Beast as well, mm-hmm. So check that out on there. Good stuff from him. But we're going to get to another break. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Hey, Matt. Do you know what you can find at one of the official Steelers Pro Shops, which are located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or online at shop.steelers.com?
I do not. I have an idea.
You can gear up with all the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players. You can also get authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives that you can only find at one of those official Steelers Pro Shops.
Good stuff.
And we'll have some draft stuff
that'll be tons of draft stuff.
You
mentioned the draft hats. You can get those now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely. The popular one.
Yeah, get on that. Real quick here before we have to call this one a show.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Bill Belichick will join Pat McAfee for his NFL draft show.
Oh, wow. So he's going to be there live going through the picks.
Sharing his thoughts.
Interesting. I knew there was some big thing on ESPN today about why he's not a head coach this year or something. I didn't click on it. I've been kind of wondering, are we going to see him dip his toe in the media world? You know, I just kind of thought that, not to be in a booth, but maybe it'd be behind one of the desks or a halftime show or something like that. But this McAfee thing's kind of interesting. I mean, if Bill's going to tell truth, I'd love to hear what he say anything about football.
Yeah.
You know, and then,
the problem is Bill doesn't often tell truth. Well, when he was talking about his own team.
Right.
Or talking about opponents. But if you talk to Bill Belichick about football in general.
Like the history?
I mean, he could go on for a half an hour.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, they did those top 100 teams, and Belichick sat there for NFL Network, and he'd tell you about Red Grange in the 30s and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I would love for him to – I mean, he's not affiliated with the team anymore. He's got nothing to hide. He's not going to kill his buddies in a league. But,
right.
I mean – and I don't know how much homework he's done on this draft class. I mean, he does. There's no reason for him to be breaking down Max Melton at
he
this moment.
He probably does,
but he's
though.
Probably still on top of it. Or at a minimum, people are sending him reports that he's reading and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get back into the league, and he does.
You can't sit a year out.
Yeah, he's probably studying this stuff.
Should be, to some capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have a whole scouting staff working for him, but right.
Yeah, he's got more free time on his hands now.
True. True. Do you think he's a coach next year?
Probably.
I'm going to say yes.
Probably. Somebody, there have been in the last 3 years, how about this? I heard this stat today.
Yeah.
30 coaching changes
in three years. Wow. I would have guessed less. I was thinking there's like 6 or 8 per year. Wow. There's been a lot.
Some in-season stuff. There's, you know,
yeah.
You consider the interims least... getting fired and then they bring in some.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Then that
30 changes.
Right. You know, like the Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Wow. I mean, I guess there's probably 26, 27 when you like off-season changes.
Yeah.
Man, I think somebody will want him.
Yeah, I just don't know what the perfect – I mean, could it be Dallas?
Yeah.
Could be Dallas. You know, if they fall short again this year.
Mm-hmm. They haven't helped their team at all.
I'll tell you another one, Miami.
I would say like Buffalo. You know, something falls short. I thought about Miami too.
Because they've gone all in now a couple years. Could be Cleveland again. Would he go back to Cleveland?
It's different ownership.
Different ownership.
Cleveland makes – I mean, what's crazy is he won Coach of the Year. Now, he wouldn't have been my vote, but he won Coach of the Year in Cleveland.
He's won it twice.
He's won it twice.
He hasn't won a division title.
I know, and he's on the hot seat already. Like, I mean, he's not the hottest seat in the planet, but his seat's warm. He won Coach of the Year. And they brought in Vrabel.
Yeah. I think Vrabel is more likely to coach him waiting in Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, what if, like, McVay retires or Peyton gives it up? Or
I don't see Peyton giving it up. I mean, he just took that job.
I know he's making a fortune, but he's going to get frustrated with that team. I don't know. I'm sure we could come up with a couple.
There'll be somebody that comes open that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good job.
Yeah.
And there always is.
Tampa.
Saints. Tampa. Okay. I think he'll be a head coach next year.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. How old is he? He's
like
into his 70s.
72.
Yeah. But do it for 2 more years.
You'd have to have a succession plan in place, I think.
I would think. Yeah. You'd love to have him bring a young coordinator with him or something that's bright, you know?
That's the problem is I don't want Bill to bring his guys along.
No. They'd be scattered around the league more a year removed, but still, I don't want the whole clan coming.
I don't want the crew coming. We're just not going to make this New England South.
Yeah, we don't need 3 Belichicks on staff and, you know, all that.
Yeah, because that's one thing that did come out of – I didn't read the story, but I saw some of the snippets from the story that the ESPN did, and one of the things was that he told Arthur Blank that his assistants were all – I forget what the term was.
Grandfathered in.
They were all, none of them were true leaders. They were all followers.
Okay. And Blank didn't like that?
It's just something that came out.
Oh, okay.
Of that
okay.
Whole thing. He didn't see any of his guys as head coaches
future
in waiting.
Head coaches. I mean, they've been picked through pretty good.
But and none of them have worked out.
And none of them worked out either. I mean, I don't think people are going down that road.
Like,
as
people
much.
Give him credit for Vrabel. Vrabel never coached for Bill Belichick.
No, right.
They were never on the same staff.
Right. That's like giving Noel credit for Dungy.
Yeah.
You know.
No, he did.
No,
he did.
Dungy was on this staff.
He did.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of somebody that played here that didn't. Like Vrabel.
But like, so for example, you know, nobody would give Mike Tomlin credit for Byron Leftwich.
Right. Or Cowher for Vrabel, for that matter. You know, right. Yeah. No, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. And actually, O'Connell was drafted by the Patriots, too, and was never on staff with them.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's a good coach. Back in my mind, I keep thinking about where would Dallas is the one I keep coming back to.
Yeah.
Belichick. Dallas that seems is the like one. A very Jerry Jones late in life move.
This came out. The Dolphins.
Kind of like Parcells.
The Dolphins are going to exercise the 50-year options for Jaylen Waddle and linebacker Jalen Phillips. They have two guys.
I forgot. They have two first-round picks that year.
I think Waddle.
And they keep talking. The other headline I saw today was they're talking extension with him, and they're close to one with Tua. Like, I don't know how this all fits.
I don't know how it does either, because they have to re-sign Phillips. He's their best edge rusher.
He's coming off a major injury.
He's still their best pass rusher. He's
probably their best defensive player.
Yeah.
I mean, we're one of. It's sticky down there, man.
It always is. It's pretty hot.
It's humid, yeah. I hear you. I don't know how that works. I mean, never heard anything close to a report that they plan or would consider trading Waddle. But his buddy, Devontae Smith, just signed. I mean, that's going to be the contract Waddle wants within 2% one way or another. I guess it's possible, but you'd be really light at other spots.
Yeah, I'd be on the phone with them pretty consistently.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Phillips might be more important to me if I'm them.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're getting to the point now, too, where the safety is going to be up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Holland. All those guys. Yeah. That's right. No, they got some problems. They still have O-line needs. They have D-line needs. They had to hate letting Wilkins go.
Yeah. Yeah, Holland was a second-round pick in
I think the Pickett
draft. 2021.
Okay, yeah.
The year before that. So he's up after this year.
He'll be one of the higher-paid safeties in the league.
Yeah.
It doesn't all
you
add
probably
up
can't
to
afford to keep him. If you're gonna pick up the 50-year option on those guys and sign Tua, you're not gonna be able to afford Javon Holland.
Yeah, and
he's a good football player,
really good football player. And Tua's first year would be palatable, but then he's gonna kick in big.
Yeah,
I don't know how Waddle
and Phillips are gonna want big money because you picked up the 50-year option on them. That's
If either one hit the open market, they'd get a lot.
Yeah,
I mean they're expensive positions too. I don't know. It doesn't sound like they have any interest in trading Waddle, but maybe when it starts to really talk negotiations, they realize
we
don't
have
any other choices.
Yeah.
You know, right.
Yeah. That would just be one I'd be super interested in.
Yeah, no doubt. He's a great player, and I don't mind giving him money.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, if it after the draft, then it's a pick next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm super interested.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for our show today.
They're a weird team.
Yeah, they are a weird team. But that's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.